Hello.
Hello there, everybody. How are we doing today?
I'm getting no volume whatsoever from my headphones. It's fantastic.
Interesting.
Hooray!
JRH 104.9 FM.
That's Robo GJ.
College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
We got it all going on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Wonderful. I forgot to turn that off.
That's fine.
It's all right.
I liked the background noise until our friend came on the air.
I don't know where the...
With us.
I don't know why this isn't working.
This is just a singular radio show.
Maybe this. Hey, oh, there we go.
Oh, look at that.
All right.
We're all here, everybody.
Hooray!
How's it going?
It's good. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Henry.
I'm Jake. And this is our radio show where we just have a good time.
We do. We do things. We talk about stuff. We have introductions, kind of.
Sometimes.
There's music.
Silence.
And we back.
Hello, everybody. So, for those loyal listeners out there in Radioland who were tuning in on Monday last week.
We have listeners?
I don't know, maybe. But
who knows?
Assuming we do.
Well.
Assuming we do, those loyal listeners who tried to tune in to our show, and sometimes there's music last week at this time, but last Monday, you may have noticed that we weren't actually on the air.
There was no music.
There was no air or music, but
just
but there,
nothing.
There was, in fact, music brought to you by Robo DJ, but unfortunately, you did not hear our wonderful voices, and we're very sorry for that. But to make it up to you, all of you loyal listeners out there, of whom I'm sure there are many, I would like to say to you this. We promise all of you out there listening right now to give you the best post-Halloween themed radio show
that as there usual, has ever been. We are late to the party.
Oh yes.
It's fine.
So late.
We're still gonna have a great time.
Oh yes.
Just like any party. We're late, but we're here now and it's gonna be great.
Fashionably late.
Yeah.
So even though it's about time for Christmas,
well,
we're gonna be doing a stylish thing.
It's not
and play Halloween music.
It's not time for Christmas. Okay. Christmas music should start at the absolute earliest 2 weeks before Christmas.
It's past November 1st, therefore it's time for Halloween. It's time for Christmas.
At the very least.
And it's time for discount Halloween candy.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But Christmas music should not start till at the very earliest 2 weeks before Christmas.
I think
it's the worst.
I don't know how, I don't know why, but immediately upon the turn of the month,
yeah,
I felt this strange urge inside of me to decorate a Christmas tree.
I have exactly one Christmas song that I'm okay with playing on this show.
What song?
You'll find out when we get closer to Christmas.
Fair enough.
It's great, I promise.
I will accept your promise.
Okay. In the meantime, though, we're doing Halloween music.
Yes.
So, well, not even Halloween music, just like scary music that sort of relates to Halloween in some way or another.
Halloween music.
You know.
Through and through. Okay, so like, we were debating about which kind of songs to play earlier.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep it on like, just as you said, like songs that are kind of tangentially related to themes of Halloween.
Yeah.
So like for example, we will probably not be playing The Flying Purple People Eater, a classic, Halloween song.
But we might be doing Monster Mash. We're probably not either.
But until either of those potentially appear before your very ears,
yeah,
we have other songs to play, such as...
Well, there's this one. And this is actually going to be a lot of fun because Carolyn's not here today.
She is not.
And I wanted her to be, but she decided not to.
She's sleeping.
It's fine.
People need sleep.
That's fine.
Yes.
But since she's not here, we're going to play at least one more song that I know she likes a lot. Just because Fair. She's not here.
All right.
So.
Tease away. Here we go.
This is Shinedown, which is her favorite band.
It is a good band. And they've released a new album. This is off their new album. This album is called Attention, Attention. It's got a giant, awesome exclamation point on the front. And this is...
Bold.
Yes, very, very bold. Very
brash.
Very, very brash and bold exclamation point with a yellow background. But this is one of the songs they released as a single beforehand. We will tell you the title if you can't guess it afterwards. But here it is now.
Trauma, the trauma.
All right.
We are back. You just heard the song Devil by Shinedown.
I think it's actually pronounced Devil because it's in all caps.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. And then the album is a giant exclamation point in and of itself. So,
yeah.
It really does try and get your attention.
Yeah. So, my mics are really loud.
Sorry.
So, yeah, the song was Devil by Shinedown.
You probably just hurt a lot of people's ears.
Nah, I turned away from the mic. It should have been okay.
Fair enough.
Also, we have a compressor on this thing. It's not going to be terrible, but the sound quality goes down if we're too loud.
Yeah, fair enough. It also hurts people's ears.
Well, only if they're listening to the radio too loud. That's their fault.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway.
PSA, everybody, don't listen to your radio too loud, otherwise you might get hearing damage.
That being said, feel free to always turn it up when you're listening to us.
Yes, however, from 10 to 11 p.m., if you are tuning in to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania, and listening to our radio show right now...
And sometimes there's music.
With Henry.
And Jake.
Then you should crank it up to 11.
11!
This has been your PSA, brought to you by the government of Estonia.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it wouldn't be a Halloween playlist... without this song.
I don't think we really need an introduction. But
yeah, you know what? Let's just let it go. And we're off.
miles from every tomb are closing to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the Foreigner.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Ha ha. Wow. That was a.
That was fun.
That was some good times. Good laughs.
Yeah. Alrighty then.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We're matching shirts today. That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I put on this shirt today because I was like, you know what? I like this shirt. And I have a radio show tonight, so I'll wear it.
Where did you get that shirt? Because I got mine at a specific event as a prize.
You got out of the leftover bin. I just took one from the closet in the radio station here.
Fair, but I won this in a lottery, so I feel special about mine.
I got the last size large black shirt.
What size is that?
That's not a large. That's like an extra large.
I can't even see. Can you see?
Yeah, hold on.
What size is this?
XL.
See, I'm wearing an XL right now.
Right.
Everybody just
yeah, so we ran out of like you know, regular size shirts. Mm-hmm. We only had the giant shirts left.
You gave them away?
Yeah. Well, we made these like years ago.
Well, at the WGRH intro meeting my sophomore year last year, so about like 2 months and a year ago.
There
was a competition at the club fair in which you wrote your name on a ticket, and they pulled that ticket out of a cup.
Yes.
Now, if you wrote your name down on a ticket at the club fair and you went to the subsequent meeting, as I did, and your name was drawn, then you won the shirt. And unfortunately, my name was not drawn first. However, the person whose name was drawn, at Ryan Fainer, if you are listening, love you, buddy. You're awesome. His name was drawn first, but he was not there. So my name was drawn second, and I got the shirt because of it. That's the entire story.
Fair enough.
Yes.
So in the next song up on our Halloween to-do list, I guess.
It's a nice shirt tangent.
Yeah, it was an interesting tangent, I guess.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I don't have a story with this. I just took it out of the bin. Well, not even a bin. It's like a giant cardboard box that just had t-shirts in it.
They're awesome shirts. Like, they have a cool pigeon on them wearing amazing headphones.
It's probably supposed to be an eagle, but I think they did a bad job. But it's a bird, and it's wearing headphones listening to an iPod.
It looks like a turkey vulture almost.
Maybe. I don't know birds.
It's got
that
very,
well.
Very large hind feathers. That's okay. Probably not their name. They're not
tail feathers.
They're not dorsal feathers, that's for sure.
No, tail feathers.
Yeah, they could be that. I don't know.
Bend over, let me see you shake your tail feather.
I mean, it could be.
Bend over, let me see you take your tail.
Like bottom
over,
feathers.
Let me see you shake your tail feather.
Hind appendage, fluctuators. We got some air fluxers.
Anyway, this is Evil Eye by Franz Ferdinand.
Oh.
Alrighty.
Welcome back, everybody.
This is And Sometimes There's Music,
where we sometimes play music.
And that was music.
True.
Yes.
You just heard a song.
Hooray!
We did it. Congratulations. Mazel tov.
Henry, we did the thing.
We did the thing indeed, and you all heard the thing, and I hope that...
There's proof of it. We did it.
There is proof of it.
Ha! Take that, the establishment.
I sincerely hope that you did enjoy this thing as well. It was a thing that we spent a lot of time on.
I like that song a lot. We spent no time on this.
We spent a lot of time on this.
We spent no time on this.
We spent an incalculable amount of time on
this. Exactly as much time as you spend listening, we spend working on this.
We spent exactly as much time as we intended to spend on this, and I hope that you spend exactly as much time listening to this as you intend to.
And I hope the enjoyment you get out of listening to this in no way reflects the amount of time we spent on it.
And I hope that your enjoyment in listening to this vastly succeeds any amount of time anyone ever intended to be spending upon this show.
Sure. I can work with that. That's fine. I'm on board.
Fair enough. Sorry for that, train of logic everyone just had to follow.
You dropped logic bombs on everybody out there.
We did. We like dropping logic bombs here at WJRH. We prefer not dropping real bombs because those harm property, and property harm is bad.
Yes. And people sometimes.
Society. They also harm people. And, harming people is always something to avoid, I feel like.
Well.
I feel like in general...
Unless that person sucks.
But, no. Even then... okay. Obviously, there's, psychopaths. Psychopaths are a thing. And, we can't avoid there being psychopaths. There's always going to be those people that just go around murdering. And that's not a good thing.
Oh, boy. I wonder where this is going.
But the majority of people overall, I feel, are well-intentioned. I feel like the majority of people just want to live their lives and just want to enjoy it for as much as they can, for as long as they can.
Oh, I know plenty of people that get joy out of screwing with other people.
I recognize that, but I feel like if more people recognized that we're all kind of in this together, you know? We're all here. We're all living this life, trying to do our best, trying to do our own thing, make other people happy as much as we can.
See, but that's what I'm saying is that there are lots of people that aren't trying to do that.
No, but what I'm trying to say is if those people really understood that everybody is going through the exact same toils, the exact same struggles, the exact same, forms of suffering, just conveyed in different manners through different experiences. If people truly understood like the extent of what it means to be alive, then they wouldn't like make other people annoyed. Like they wouldn't annoy other people. They wouldn't cause those people harm. They wouldn't be mean. They wouldn't be bad. I feel like.
So what you're saying is that if people stopped and think for a second, people stop to think for a second, they wouldn't be mean.
Well, I feel like they might think, if they were to stop and think twice about doing something mean, I feel like we could avoid a lot of meanness.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like on a fundamental level, I've had too much experience with people that just want to go and screw things up for people to get on board with that. But that's fine.
Why have I not had that?
Because I'm 3 years older than you.
Of course, but what does that have anything to do with it?
Three years more experience.
Fair, but
most of these people have been in the last 3 years.
This is enlightening.
So you're in for a real terrible few years here.
You mean here at Lafayette, when you're in the workforce, just working in general?
Just people. There are just people that suck. There are some people who suck. There's nothing you can do about it.
I disagree.
Some people suck, Henry.
Yes, I know that.
Some people suck.
Some people do suck, but I want their suckiness to be temporary. I believe that although somebody sucks now, they may not suck in the future.
Well,
and I feel like
they might not.
Well, yeah, but like they might not. So there's a chance that they could become not sucky, right?
Yeah.
So if there's a chance that people can change, then why can't everyone change? Why isn't there the potential?
Because the opposite's also true. There's a chance that they don't change in the slightest.
Yes, but I feel like if some people can change, then that possibility for change is something that we should completely and totally explore before we just accept that some people can't, you know?
Okay, but that's impossible.
I disagree.
It's impossible to do.
What are you waiting
until someone dies for them to change, and then they won't.
Oh, that's not what I mean at all. Well, okay, well... It also now we're going to suffer miscommunications because we haven't thoroughly defined what we mean by like suckiness and like
specific change. People in their own lifetime.
Okay.
Suck.
Well, in what capacity do they suck?
They suck.
In what capacity?
They just suck. They're just terrible people.
Okay. What do you mean by like morally? Are they morally? Are they ethically terrible people? Are they like are they lazy? Are they sinful? Are they like in what category do these people fall under in terms of their suckiness? Or do they just
malicious?
So they're just mean spirited.
Yeah.
Okay. So
malicious, ignorant, unsympathetic, lacking empathy.
Okay.
All sorts of things that people can be.
I would describe that behavior as evil.
Sure.
Okay. So some people are evil. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I know. I like that. That's stronger than suck.
Cool. Some people are evil. So yes, I do agree with this. Some people are in fact evil. However, were they born evil?
They're evil now.
They're evil now. So
doesn't matter how they got there.
Well, that does to me. Were they born evil? So I feel like some of these evil people that currently exist.
People are born with no defining characteristics whatsoever.
I completely and wholeheartedly agree with that. I feel like
don't actually even know what their emotions mean until they're like four.
All blank slates. All just completely
four, seven, two, maybe, I don't know.
Unshaped blocks, unshaped mines of clay for the world to sculpt how it may.
Sure, but if you end up a terrible sculpture, even if it's not your fault, you're still a terrible sculpture.
Yes, but that does not mean that the sculpting is still... That does not mean the sculpting is stopped.
Okay.
The sculpting is always in progress, which means mistakes can be corrected and terrible sculptures can be rectified and made into beautiful masterpieces. Can they not?
Sometimes?
Well, I feel like... If they sometimes can, then we should try to do that for all the people who
right. But when do you? Change. But when do you acknowledge that it's not working, and act according to how they are? How far do you take this experiment?
We take it
before you reach some sort of limit for how much evil you can tolerate before you just write somebody off.
Treatment through.
Is there a set amount of time?
Psychological treatment, stopping short of going to genetic treatment. So, like, if you're...
So, are you saying that there's a medication or therapy someone can go to make them not mean?
Not medication. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying maybe medication.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah. I'm saying there should be
you're in saying place. You know of ways... That exists to make anybody not evil.
No. I'm not saying I know of ways at all. I'm saying that like...
Not that you know how to enact them, but that they exist.
We as humanity should explore treatment.
Sure.
Just for people like this.
But in the meantime.
In the meantime, well, okay. Again, it depends on how you define evil and how extensively it is. But like...
In the meantime, though, here's some music. I got questions.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Henry. How you doing?
I'm good, Jake.
Good. Good.
We are back on the air. You
Alrighty.
Just listened to Afterlife by Chami. Now, I know this episode is Halloween themed, but we thought we would throw in just a little something to spice it up, and that's what that was. It wasn't directly related to Halloween, but it kind of was, because the song is called Afterlife, and the main verse in it is, where do I go in the afterlife? And that's like death, and death is spooky, so
spooky,
spooky, scary skeletons.
Yes.
Yeah. Halloween.
Anyways. So we're going to do something actually sort of similar, I think, next. We're going to go back and find out what Jake's music tastes were like 4 years ago and see what that's like, because Jake does not actually completely remember. But he knows that this song is spooky and has some spooky sounds that they use in it.
Ah.
So he feels like it would match, but we'll go. We're gonna all go find out and see if Jake is right.
Here we go.
This is a song called "Run for Cover" by.
I love Cazette.
Group called Cazette. Do you know this song?
I do not know this song, but I love Cazette, so okay. I'm sure I will enjoy this song.
So here we go. Let's find out if Jake knew what he was doing.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah, so that I think that fits Halloween, right?
Totally does.
There's lots of spooky, scary sounds in that.
Oh, yeah.
And then the song is about running for cover. What are you running from?
I really dig that.
What were you running from? What's coming after you? What sort of unknown horrors are there behind the seemingly simple song?
Nuclear shockwave.
Exactly.
Mass voter fraud.
Could be. Who knows?
Who knows?
The Mexicans! So
yeah, maybe it was them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I have something else I think that we can follow this up with if you want, or unless you have a song ready to go.
I do not.
Okay. I think I know. All right. I know you'll like this one. So I think we'll just do this.
I am excited for this.
I feel like you know what it is.
Oh. Oh yes.
Anyways.
Oh. Oh yes.
Yeah. So we're going to keep with the electronic wubby stuff going on here.
Here we go, everybody.
And go back to some glitch mob.
Oh, yes. You were about to experience some love, some death, and a little bit of immortality.
I'm pretty sure glitch mob is the first artist we're playing more than one song from.
That could be the case. In which case, glitch mob, you are truly something special.
Yeah. Anyways, this is Can't Kill Us, which goes with the immortality theme that Henry was mentioning. Anyway,
here's the music.
Have fun. Try to get lost in the sauce. Makes it a little bit more fun. Here we go.
Thank you.
So that's some more spooky electronic music for you.
Oh, yeah. That was Can't Kill Us by The Glitch Mob.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the theme song for our show, for at least the last half of it, was electronic spooky music.
Spooky, spooky, electronic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I dug that.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. Like, it's a great album all in all, through and through, but, like, that song definitely sticks out. And certainly the most popular, but, like, there is something about that song.
I don't think it's the most popular song.
I thought it was the most listened to.
No, it's something from their new album and then a bunch of stuff from Drink the Sea.
No. Not like their most listened to song, but, like, the most listened to on that album.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I don't know, let's see.
It's either that one or Mind of a Beast.
Mind of a Beast has 5.5 million plays. Can't Kill Us has 14 million plays.
Yee. Skull Club? Look at Skull Club. I bet that was going to be pretty popular, too.
Come on,
what
Spotify
is the number?
I don't
what
know.
What is the number? Maybe it's too
4.7.
low. 4.7. What about...
Yeah, no, it is the most popular song on the album.
Yes, what I thought. Boy...
Yeah.
It's a good song. Good song. Highly recommend that album. That's Love, Death, Immortality by The Glitch Mob.
Yep.
All you people listening out there.
Yeah, no. All of you people. They're fun.
All four of you.
Yeah, sure. That's a good number.
That's a good number.
Four listeners. Congratulations if you're one of those four. We love you. Thank you.
We love you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
And know that if you are listening to this right now, you are one of the four listeners. So,
yeah.
You're awesome.
Great.
Just thought I'd say.
Please. Adios. Please. My new best friend.
Friends.
You one of four listeners out there.
My best friends. New best friends.
I'm addressing them personally.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Please tune in again with us next week at the same time.
Same place.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Same everything.
Yeah, but different music.
And keep that volume on 11.
Of course. This has been And Sometimes There's Music on WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio. In Easton, Pennsylvania.
I have been your enthusiastic and very appreciative host, Jake.
And I have been the other loving host who is equally as interested in your well-being and equally as invested in your pursuits and success. And I want to let you know from the bottom of our hearts here And Sometimes There's Music, that we really care about you, and we're happy that you listened to our show today.
Of course. In the meantime, we'll see you next week, and we hope you all had a very happy Halloween. And if you haven't had a Halloween yet, like us, apparently, happy Halloween, mother...
Coming out of the sky, had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking in the city. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-horned.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to life. Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undercoat, flying.
Purple people.
Really went on his way, and then what do you know? I
saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.